Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. My first guest today is Thlinket and Haida Central Council President Richard Peterson, and we're going to be previewing his Evening at Egan lecture tomorrow night, Friday at UAS, on tribal governance. President Peterson, Gunachish, thank you for being here.
Gunachish, hawa, thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. Will you please introduce yourself and tell us where you're from?
Yeah, Tsokhya Ish is my Tlingit name. I'm Kagwantan from the Eagle's Nest House. I grew up in the village of Kisan, one of two Haida villages, and it's on Prince of Wales Island.
Okay. It's an honor to have you here. Thank you. Gunachish. Thinking about Tlingit and Haida Central Council, you've been the president there since 2014, is that right?
Yeah. Just got reelected for my third term here in April.
All right. Can you sort of tell us a little bit about the Central Council's mission and what you guys do?
Sure. Well, Tlingit and Haida is the largest tribe in Alaska of 229 tribes. We're probably in the top 10 to 15 largest tribes in the country, about 32,000 tribal citizens worldwide, many of whom live right here in Sitka and certainly Southeast. We're really trying to provide resources and to build the tribe to a point that we can create opportunity for our tribal citizens so that we can either through social issues, programs that will help with historic trauma. So we do everything from counseling to assistance to helping folks go through school and get their education and making sure they're job ready. We've really been focusing, my administration and my campaign to be president was really about economic sovereignty, really working to build enterprise so that we can create opportunities that also bring sustainability to the tribe, but also create opportunities for our citizens that they might not otherwise have. And some of our folks have some barriers, and so we're working with them to remove those barriers and so that they can gain gainful employment. And then, just creating opportunities for any of our tribal citizens, whether they have barriers or not.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about our region, I was wondering if you could outline for us how you partner or work with like Sea Alaska or Gold mm-hmm. Belt or the Native Brotherhood and Sisterhood.
Sure. Yeah, so we try to be good partners. We've been building relationships and, we're all the same people, whatever title we might wear or what table we're sitting at, we're still Tlingit or Haida. And so we want to hold each other up. Our village corporations and Sea Alaska, our regional corporation, I think their mission is to really build that economic and to create, dividends basically for our shareholder citizens. And so we can work together and utilize our strengths to work together and create opportunity for our tribal citizens who either happen to be shareholders or they're descendants of shareholders. And so we have a great relationship there. ANS, that's, we refer to them as our parent. Tlingit and Haida was literally born of a lawsuit that was started by the Alaska Native Brotherhood and Sisterhood. So, we want to hold them up. They're the oldest civil rights organization in the country. And to this day, we still have civil rights issues that we're trying to vote for or to change. And some of those are like voting. Language, I think, really is something that was taken from us. So, there's that. And so we want to make sure that we're advocating and have groups like ANB and ANS that are vital still advocating for subsistence rights and for those things that really aren't they're fundamentally who we are. And so some of those through colonialism have been kind of suppressed. And so we need all these organizations working together to build and create opportunity.
Speaking of your role as president of Tlingit and Haida Central Council, a day in the life, what's one example of a project you've been working on recently or a success that you've had that you can share with our listeners?
Oh, man, that's a wide question.
Sorry.
I'm very fortunate to be the president of a tribe that has some really amazing people. We've really... We have our Chief Justice, Michelle Demmer, and our tribal judge, Deb O'Gara, have really just invigorated our tribal courts, and I think that's really core to sovereignty. We have folks like Francine Eddie Jones and her team with Tribal Family Youth Services that are fighting the fight, good fight for ICWA and for healthy families and protecting our children. You know, we have economic development. Sacred Grounds is becoming a pretty common name in the community. So we're building more businesses there and under the leadership of Emily Edenshaw and, you know, TANF, Jesse Parr. I mean, we just have day in my life is really just trying to work with these folks and hopefully remove barriers so that they can do their jobs. But I get a lot of recognition and credit, and I really have to just say it's because these folks are there, and it goes on. And you know, the thing problem with recognizing and naming people is you can name everybody, but those are just a couple of the people that are just phenomenal. And so I work with them, and you know, on a political side, I'm advocating, and you know, my job's very political, and I'm having to be engaged in state, local, national politics. And, you know, we gained some criticism recently because we had to oppose Kavanaugh's appointment. And it was really based on his track record with tribes. What nobody else is saying, though, is they're like, oh, it's political. It's because you don't like Trump or this or that. And it had nothing to do with that. In fact, President Trump's first appointee, Mr. Gorsuch, we supported. We actually put in letters supporting his appointment. So people have to realize, and they're like, you need to focus on home. Well, these people are creating laws and judging laws and making decisions that directly affect us, our funding, our ability to grow and to work. So, you know, we have to be very versatile. We have to work across party lines. You know, I personally may have my own politics, but as a president of the tribe, I have to work with everybody. You know, we have to build relationships, and we want to be good neighbors.
You've used the word sovereignty a few times in this conversation. What does that mean to you?
Sovereignty is an inherent right for us to self-govern, for us to decide what our future is. And, you know, it's funny because I've had people tell me, well, what if they give you sovereignty or what if they take it away? And I'm like, that's not anything they can do. Our sovereign, we're born with it. We're inherent. You know, we're Tlingit. And people want to make it a race thing, but we're a nation. We always were a nation. You know, we've never been conquered, and we're still here, and we're going to, you know, we've survived and thrived for tens of thousands of years. I can promise you we're going to continue to thrive for, you know, tens of thousands more.
Okay. What can people expect? The title is Tribal Governance tomorrow night, evening at Egan. What are you thinking about sharing?
You know, I think I want to just give an overview of who we are and what we are, because so many people, you know, I've been told, well, people are so racist, you know, they, more often than not, they're not. They just have no idea who we are and what we do. And so, you know, I think we can create a lot of opportunity by talking, having conversations. I think people will notice in the last 4 years, Tlingit and Haida has been doing way more to tell our story, promote our people, promote our programs. And, you know, inherently it's hard. We don't want to seem like we're bragging about ourselves. But if we don't tell our story, others do, and it's always fiction. You know, people assume, people think it's, oh, just welfare, or, oh, we just do handouts. Couldn't be further from the truth. We're trying to create opportunities so that we have healthy citizens that are thriving economically, socially, health. And, you know, healthy tribe makes a healthy community. And, you know, Tlingit and Haida has a huge impact in Southeast Alaska, in Juneau. And, you know, I think people should value that. And so I want to really articulate that and really draw that picture, because recently we've really reached out again and had really great relationships with CBJ. We've had really great relationships with the state. You know, even under Governor Parnell, we signed a historic MOU that was
MOU?
Memorandum of Understanding. Sorry. I live in a world of acronyms. So. But, you know, I can't think about Republican or Democrat. I have to think, look, we're a tribe, we're a nation. The state is a sovereign itself. We have to work together. You know, we all want healthy communities. And right now, I'm going to be honest, I think a lot of our rural communities, even our urban communities, really aren't that healthy. They are not feeling that safe. You know, our economy is bouncing back. That's great. But problem is, you know, drug abuse and some of these other things have really been on the rise. And so, you know, we have to work together. We have to reach across and talk to our neighbor, and we have to collectively try to solve these problems.
It's sounding to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, but an action step we can take is communication, and that's what you're going to be talking about tomorrow?
100%, yeah.
All right. We've been speaking with Tlingit N'haida Central Council President Richard Peterson. He'll be giving an Evening at Egan lecture on tribal governance tomorrow night, 7 p.m. at UAS, correct?
Yes.
All right, sir. Thank you so much for your time today. Is there anything we're missing or anything else you'd like to share?
No, I just really appreciate the opportunity for us. Like you said, communication. You know, we're doing more and more to make sure that we're communicating, and we have to show up to be a part of those communications.
Gnashchish.
Gnashchish, hawa.